The County Commissioner Office are looking for 3 Fair Board members. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Bella.
You're Bella again.
I am.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Do you feel like you know me?
2 weeks in a row.
It's the first time.
Now, is this Bella spelt the same way or is it?
Yes.
Wow.
There's a first for everything.
Holy cow. I'm so verklempt. I don't even know what to say at this point.
I don't know either. I almost feel like maybe I found my new self.
Is this it?
I don't know. I don't want to commit and then be wrong.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right.
What
so I'm not going to jinx it.
Yeah. Something about last week just clicked.
Okay.
For me.
All right, Bella. Well, the big news in town is that they had the Halloween parade this week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you went. I, of course, did not go.
No, my kids are too old.
Okay. Well, apparently there was a big to-do at the Halloween parade with some sexy nurse costumes and some sexy teacher costumes, and people were up in arms. So as I announced before, the county commissioner are looking for 3 people to serve on the board in order to do fairs and parades and make sure that everything is happy and fun and clean. And so is that something you're going to be running for or no?
I cannot see getting any enjoyment out of that.
Right.
At all. Can you?
No. The only enjoyment I would have is to be fighting with people for my ideas being shot down, everything I say. That would be the only enjoyment I would get out of it.
Yeah, the old me would have, but the new me, Bella, I'm trying to avoid controversy.
I'm so shocked. I don't even know what to say. I would have thought, Sophia would have jumped right on that.
Totally. Liked arguing.
Lindsay would have jumped right on it.
Right.
Sasha would have jumped right on it.
Enjoyed getting in the middle of what's right and what's wrong and what's just. And Bella, nah. Bella just wants to have fun.
That's it?
Yeah. Remember I told you, I'm going to adopt some of your life mantras. And yeah, I feel like Bella just wants to have fun and don't want to get involved in fairs. I don't care what you do at the fair.
Wow, you are a rebel, Bella.
I'm turning over a new leaf.
This is not the Isabella in you. This is the Bella in you.
Bella, that's right.
Wow.
Right.
Okay, so wanted to put it out there. If anybody is interested, like I said, the county commissioner, you can go talk to them. And they're looking for people. Neither Bella nor I will be on that board, so you won't have to deal with either one of us. Also in town, they just named a new historical place. So now we're up to 4 historical places in town, if you want to call it that. It's an old stone fence that they say dates back to 1933. I'm not sure why that's considered historical, but nobody wants to rip it down at this point. Happy to announce that, I guess.
Yeah, that's exciting. When people driving from the airport to another city 2.5 hours away, maybe they'll stop to see that stone fence.
Stopping to eat at the Hi-Ho Motel,
exactly.
Even though I'm not allowed to. Not allowed
but
to say
But it's a place of
anymore.
Note, a place of interest. Maybe now in the new GPSs, POI will have that stone wall. It's a place of interest now.
I certainly hope so. I'm thinking about actually opening up a souvenir stand outside of it. What do you think? How do you think that would do?
Wow. I think that would be hilarious.
I'm not doing anything these days, I've been brainstorming. And now that this is now, as you say, a POI.
Or POI, right? Place of interest.
Oh, right. Why did I say POI?
I don't know.
I have no idea. A place of interest, right, POI. Hmm. Now, since this is a POI, I figured what better to have a little souvenir stand. I can set up people a stanchion for people to walk through, much like Disney, and as they get to the end of it, they come right into the souvenir stand where they obviously have to buy something.
In case you ever have a high traffic day.
Right.
But will you be sad on the days that nobody stops by and nobody buys a t-shirt?
I would be devastated. I would have figured Bella would come by at least once a day
to
say hello.
I'd come at least to support you.
Right.
At least once. I don't know about once a day.
What?
I'd come once to the stand.
Once? That's it? Don't you realize?
I have a short attention span, so I feel like I've been there once.
It's a very short attraction. So.
I've been there once. But the t-shirts could have the name of the stone wall on the front and the back. It could have 1933.
Right. So you're going to help me market this? Is that what you're going to do? Will you come up with a t-shirt?
Yeah, maybe we could put the t-shirts at the end of our podcast. Like maybe people can link to it.
We can brainstorm this whole idea.
Yeah, but I like that when you get an idea, you go all the way. Stanchions and Disney World. Like you see everything in a big way.
Paul. You have to. How else is it going to be? I mean, this is a huge thing. This is a stone wall we're talking about.
Right, with stones that are imported from where?
Down the river.
Exactly. An hour away.
Right. So I'm not exactly sure what the historical significance is, but I smell a mint.
But it happens. It's one of those weird community stories that seems like a non-story, right?
Because basically it is a non-story. So, the other thing is my police buddies told me about an arrest they made in town.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So at a store in town, this is actually kind of crazy. There is a woman who has a fight. She owns a pretzel town. You know, the pretzel town.
Yeah, like an Auntie Anne's, but
right,
not as
exactly,
good.
Right, exactly. She owns the pretzel, and she was in a fight with the woman who owns the suitcase store next door in town. You know, that's near the sock store that you go to.
In the kiosk, uh-huh.
Correct. So they were in a fight together. So one day, the pretzel woman went into the suitcase store and took two suitcases out and stole them and took them back to her store.
What?
That was the crime.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
she was charged because the suitcases actually had a retail value over, and I'm going to get this wrong, whatever dollar amount. So she had to be charged with the crime because of this.
Oh, that's
so these two women are fighting. This is what goes on in our town. This is the high crime area that we live in, that two suitcases were stolen. Now, is that something you would do?
I would never do that. I don't steal.
As Bella?
As Bella, as any of my
people. Now, what would you do if you owned the suitcase? I didn't say Bella would steal. What would you do if you owned the suitcase store?
Oh, is that something I would do? Have her arrested, you mean?
Yes.
No, I probably wouldn't have her arrested, but I would probably say,
would you barter for a pretzel?
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, if she gave me like a one or two free pretzels a week for a year, I wouldn't press charges.
Now, would these be the buttered pretzels, or would they have to be the hot dog wrapped in pretzels, or what would it be?
I like the buttered or the cinnamon. But see, here's the thing. This is what would happen. In my mind, I would think, if I don't press charges, she should just let me have pretzels, like unlimited pretzels. I wouldn't actually feel comfortable saying it. She would end up giving me one free pretzel, and it would be the end, and then I would end up resenting her, not for the suitcase theft, but for the fact that she doesn't thank me better with a pretzel every week.
So with the statute of limitations, would you eventually go back and charge her if the pretzel output was not to your liking?
No, probably not, because I'm just, like I said, trying to be non-confrontational.
So basically, what we're trying to tell the townspeople is, if you own the luggage store, basically they could buy a piece of luggage for a pretzel. That's what it comes down to.
That's right. That's right.
So you'll be in that. You'll be in business.
Well, no,
quite
I was
while.
Saying like 50 pretzels, like a year.
Yeah, I understand that, but she's not giving you 50 pretzels, and you wouldn't say anything.
Right, but this is—I'm saying retroactively. You're talking about, you know, if I knew that was a deal on the table, no, you can't buy a suitcase for a pretzel.
Now, if you were wearing the sexy nurse or sexy teacher costume, do you think anybody would steal at that point, or no?
Well, how do you even, what does one have to do with the other?
I don't
you just
know.
Think
I
they'd
just
be
wanted,
distracted?
I just wanted to bring up the whole Halloween costume thing again.
Oh, okay, because you like them. Well, I think if you're a young person in your 20s wearing one of those costumes, they might be distracted. My age, nobody cares.
But you're
cares.
Bella, you're young. You're young,
I'm young
at heart,
in my mind,
Bella.
But nobody cares if I wear the sexy outfit. They're actually thinking, you could have gone for the regular teacher.
Okay,
could have gone for school marm. Fat nurse.
So basically, the moral of this podcast is that if you're in town and Bella ever opens up a store, you'll be able to buy anything you want with a pretzel.
Or 50.
Or 50. Make sure to come to our souvenir stand at the new stone wall in town. It is a historical place, a POI.
Paul will have merch for that. That's right, for the POI.
Merch coming soon.
Creating the merch.
So I think that about wraps up this episode of Community News. My name is Paul.
And I am Bella.
Bella, good to see you again. And we will be with you again next week. Make sure to like us, Facebook us, tweet us, and share us on iTunes.
Yeah, leave us some comments. Take care.